Frida and Fernando on the River Tagus. Frida and Fernando were two ferryboats that lived and worked on the River Tagus. Every day they took the people from Almada to Lisbon and back. "Toot, toot! Good morning, Frida!" hooted Fernando. "Toot, toot! Good morning, Fernando!" she hooted back. Frida and Fernando, who were old friends, had been carrying passengers back and forth for many years, all year round, come sunshine or rain. Sometimes the fog was so thick that they had to keep hooting to let people know that they were there. "Toot, toot, toot! Toot, 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 toot!" At other times, the river was very rough, and they went up and down, up and down, up and down, but they always got their passengers safely to the other side. One morning, as Fernando was chugging into Lisbon, he saw a large, sleek, blue and white catamaran sitting there. As he pulled up alongside, he decided to welcome the newcomer. "Hello, I'm Fernando. What's your name?" he said with a smile. The big catamaran looked down his nose at the little old ferry boat and snorted. "We catamarans have nothing to say to you old-fashioned little boats. You won't be around much longer. We've come to take your place." Fernando's little engine started pounding. Boom, boom, boom. He looked up. "Well, we've always done our job and got the people across the river." "Huh, that's all very well, but times have changed. We've got advanced computers. We're the new generation. You'll soon be going to the scrapyard." By now, the passengers were aboard and Fernando started pulling out of the harbour, feeling very worried. When he reached Almada, Frida was just pulling out. Fernando hooted to her. "Toot, toot, toot! Toot, toot, toot! Toot, toot, toot!" Frida knew that that was the danger signal, but she could see nothing wrong. "We have to speak," tooted Fernando. "There are new ferry boats to take our place, big new catamarans." Frida was not very worried because she knew how important she and Fernando were. But that night, Frida saw some engineers examining Fernando. They rubbed their chins and looked very serious. When they had gone, she tooted to him, "What's the matter?" Fernando was very upset. "It's true. They say that next week the new catamaran will do the crossing. I'm finished." Frida was very upset. She had nothing to say because she knew that she would be the next to go. The following week, Fernando had to stay in the harbour while the catamaran took his passengers across the river. He was sitting there feeling very unhappy when suddenly he saw a lot of movement on the quay. People were rushing backwards and forwards, and then Captain Mendish came aboard and started up his engine. As Fernando chugged into the middle of the River Tagus, he saw the big catamaran sitting on the waves, not moving. "What's the problem?" he asked.
"Oh, nothing much," the catamaran said with a red face. "Just a small computer failure."
The sailors threw lines to the catamaran, and then Fernando saw Frida arriving. Lines were thrown from her to the catamaran, and together they pulled him to the dock. Frida could not help laughing.
"Toot, toot, toot! That will teach you not to be so proud," she said to the catamaran. On this river, we are all friends, and we all help each other when necessary." That evening, Fernando heard Captain Mendish say that they would keep the old ferryboats in service after all.